Folks, it's that time on a Monday where we wrap up crunch time with something we call this.
Down the lane he comes, floating around the wing. Got it! 0.3 seconds remain! Ooh, Damian Lillard! How dare you!
Swing and a miss! 20 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
Kenyon Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi!
The menace in mind arrives and sends his flaming spear into the hearts of Real Madrid. Messi, born in the crossfire hurricane, and he is jumping Jack Flash. You could drop a tarantula into his shorts and he'll still be cool.
Messi is forever going to be cool. He'd still be cool no matter what. This is Divine Shine. Divine Shine is brought to you by the Divine Shine Hybrid Ale from Hop Valley. The beer has a bright, hazy appearance, tropical aromas, and a velvety, smooth finish. Its unfiltered hybrid ale packs a bunch of flavors while keeping the drinkability of a blonde, the creaminess of a Hef, and all the hop aromas of a Northwest Pale. There is nothing else like it on the marketplace right now. You can try the Rhine and Shine, a craft beer cocktail that combines Divine Shine Hybrid Ale and a splash of OJ. Perfect drink for some day baseball or maybe some early morning soccer. It's available in 12-ounce cans, 12-ounce bottles, and/or on draft at various local watering holes. America's pastime plus a smooth crushable beer like Divine Shine gives a new meaning to home runs. So Divine Shine is where Steve, Alex, and I, and Alex when he's here, we go over the biggest and best performers of the weekend and who shined and who is going first. I think you went first last week, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So is it you again or me again?
Nah, you can go.
Okay. The Arizona Diamondbacks, Washington Nationals, Boston Red Sox, and Houston Astros all shined on Saturday.
Sure about that.
It is possible!
Search it right.
I'm not sure if it's because I'm going to talk about the Red Sox or the Kevin Garnett thing. And it might be cheating to pick four teams, but they all did something incredible all on Saturday. They all scored 12-plus runs. The D-backs scored 20 against the Padres. The Nationals scored 18 against the Marlins. Boston put up 15 against the Royals. And the Astros doubled up the White Sox, scoring 12. And so these teams that the D-backs, Nationals, Red Sox, and Astros beat aren't exactly the best team in baseball. In fact, most of them are just the opposite of that. But it's still hard to score 12 runs in a baseball game, and these four combined to outscore their opponents by 46 just on Saturday. All four teams had 16 plus hits. They had at least six extra base hits. Arizona had 5 home runs. The Nationals' Mark Reynolds had 10 RBI. He went 5 for 5 with 2 home runs. And so when you have a week where four teams score 12 plus within the week is exciting, but all four teams doing it on one day is truly a shining performance.
Alrighty, I'm gonna go Serena. She's not only the GOAT, she's entered a whole new conversation, and well, she's shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
I got a headache. She advanced to the quarterfinals at Wimbledon, and I get it, ho-hum, it's Serena, but she almost died in childbirth 10 months ago. Wow. 10 months also ago. Her cesarean was frightening. She had something called a pulmonary embolism clotting in her lungs. She's already the oldest woman to win a major with the 2017 Australian while she was pregnant. And a victory here, she ties the homophobic bigot Margaret Court with 24 slam singles wins. But Court played prior to the Open era. Half her wins were in Australia, when the best in the world did not always make the trip. What Serena is doing is inspirational. And like she said last week, her watching film on upcoming opponents has limited value because every single solitary person plays differently when they take the court against the best ever. She gets the Alabama treatment each match. She's amazing and shining.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!
All right, my next one is Jordan Pickford of Three Lions. That's England. Whee! He shined on Saturday.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Pickford is the goalie for my Everton football club, so I've been able to watch this 24-year-old keeper over the last year playing for his club team, and now that he's at the World Cup, he has overcome the curse of being the England number one. He's the youngest keeper for England to keep a clean sheet at the World Cup, and while Sweden doesn't exactly have an incredibly hard attack, they still put the pressure on the Three Lions defense, and Pickford was a wall. He made some incredible saves that if Sweden end up scoring, changed the whole flow of the game as it is. So Pickford's just, he's been incredible, and it's great to watch and how just fantastic he is. He looks so little in goal. I think he's like 5'11". He looks like he's 5'3". Like all the other goalies, as big as they are, they just make him look like a little kid. His performance against Sweden got him man of the match honors to get England into the semifinals for the first time since 1990, and it was a shining performance.
Oh, my heavens!
Atlanta Brave first baseman and all-star Freddie Freeman. Man, is he shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Well, they're shining, then standing out when the best of the best are selected. Was watching last night's MLB Network coverage of the all-star teams, and Freeman is the National League starter. He's also the top vote-getter. Because of TBS, the Braves always had this unique national following, but you got to understand, the last game of the 2007 regular season was the last they played on TBS. The Bravos were no longer on the legendary station, so while those fans caught on when the games were a staple during the 70s and 80s, they remain, but over the past 11 years, you'd figure a majority were from Atlanta, and man, did they turn out and vote for this guy, the lone balloteer from the senior circuit to get more than 4 million votes. Only Houston stud second baseman Jose Altuve got more. He's having one of those seasons and was a much-deserving starter. The second-round pick out of El Modena High in the OC, absolutely shining. Ganga!